only have a few weeks of Erevin left, so I'm trying to get in as much as we can. By the time we move on to Pesachim, I'm going to want to start Pesachim-related sugyas. Now I don't know what my schedule is going to be like in June with all the chasnas, Yirtzeh Hashem, but I'll keep you posted on a week-by-week basis. This week and next week and the week after, I think, are clear, so that is Hashem. We'll try to finish up as many Erevin topics as we can. So we were discussing Tzuras HaPesach and the different issues that come up when constructing Tzuras HaPesach. As we pointed out, with all the side discussions that we've had about how to do a Schirus and a Bittul Rishus and making sure that that we have a box of matzahs and where to keep it and all of that kind of thing, what we think of as an Erev is really the Tzuras HaPesach. It's the pole with the wire running across the top of the poles. So we started to discuss some of the common issues of Tzuras HaPesach. Tonight we're going to get further into it. There are tons and tons of issues to discuss, and we'll see how the issues relating to Tzuras HaPesach have relevance in other areas of halacha as well. Two particular other areas that hopefully we'll get to in tonight's shiur. So first issue I want to discuss is Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. The Gemara Maseches Erev in Daf Yud Aleph tells us, Vamrav Chista Tzuras HaPesach She'asa Menatzad Lo Asa V'lo Klum. It's source number one. I'm sorry about the, for some reason, the first few sources were put on the left margin instead of the right. Not sure why that happened, but anyway, it has the right words. That Tzuras HaPesach that you make minatzad lo asa v'lo klum. The problem with that expression of Tzuras HaPesach she'asa minatzad is what does it mean? Tzuras HaPesach from the side. We know what a Tzuras HaPesach means. We already saw that Gemara. It's kana mikan, kana al gabehem. So what's the Tzuras HaPesach minatzad? So this is three shitos in Rishonim, and very nogea lahalacha. The Rashba writes in Avodas HaKodesh, ve'ezu Tzuras HaPesach, kana mikan, v'kana mikan, v'kana al gabehem. A Tzuras HaPesach is the pole, and a pole on top. Also, kana mikan gavo asara, v'kana mikan, v'kashar kana be'emtsa'an, lo asa v'lo klum. But if you do a pole on one side, pole on the other side, and then instead of a pole on the top, you put a pole in the middle, not resting on top, but in the middle of the two poles, as if it's stuck in between the two poles, lo asa v'lo klum, that is absolutely worthless. Pesach minatzad hizu, ve'ino pesach ad she'yamid hakana al gabehen. That is what we call a pesach minatzad. It's only a Tzuras HaPesach if you have the top pole on top. That's the way a doorway looks. A doorway does not have a pole in the middle running across between the two side posts. That's the Shitas HaRashba. So if you have, let's say, a giant telephone pole and you're using that as your kana mikan, you can't just tie a string around it and run it across to the next telephone pole, because it would only be, according to the Rashba, because that would be Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. That string, which is supposed to be kana al gabeim, needs to be on top of something. So what they more often do, more frequently do, is they'll run a narrower pole along the side of the telephone pole, and that will be the kana mikan, and they'll put the string on top of that narrower pole, and that way they'll make the Tzuras HaPesach. So that's the Shitas HaRashba. That's how the Rashba understands this. However, the Rif understands differently. The Rif in Daf Beis on Beis B'dapei Rif writes, Amar Rav Chisda, Tzuras HaPesach she'asa minatzad lo asa klum, Pirush Rabbeinu Haigon Zal, Kigon she'asa mitzido shel kosel, Davile Pischa bekeren zavis. That right when two walls come to meet each other at a right angle, if the Tzuras HaPesach is all the way at the end of one of the walls, so normally, that's what it means, Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. Normally, when you have a door, you look at a house, so a house has a certain width to it, and the door is usually in the middle. The front door is right in the middle. Because that's normal. You have a door that's flanked by wall on both sides. But it's very rare to have a door all the way in a corner where it's only flanked by wall on one side, and then the other side is just air. So if the Tzuras HaPesach is in a corner somewhere, so that's what we call a Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. That's what the Rambam writes also. Tzuras HaPesach She'asa Osa Menatzad Ein Oklum She'ein Derech HaPesachim Lios Bekeren Zavis Ela Be'emtza. It's not the Derech to have a doorway in a corner, it's the Derech to have a doorway in the middle. Now this makes a lot of sense when your Tzuras HaPesach is not your entire wall. It helps a lot if you have a lot of mechitza in your Erev, and then you're just filling a gap with the Tzuras HaPesach. So if you have mechitzas on both sides and there's a gap, let's say along Branch Boulevard, if you ever walk up Branch Boulevard, you'll notice there's fencing from people's backyards on the right side of Branch coming up from Peninsula to North Woodmere. So people's backyards have fences, and then once you hit the water, there's the municipal fencing. But in between where people's yards end and the water begins, there's a little bit of a gap, and they put up a Tzuras HaPesach there. It's flanked by walls on both sides, so that's perfectly acceptable according to the Rif and the Rambam. But what the Rashba and the Rif slash Rambam seem to be arguing about is that the Rashba seems to understand Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad is something wrong with the Tzura of the Tzuras HaPesach, with the basic structure of the Tzuras HaPesach. The Rambam and the Rav Haigon and the Rif seem to assume that no, Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad is not a problem with the structure of the Tzuras HaPesach, it's a problem with the placement of the Tzuras HaPesach, with the makom of the Tzuras HaPesach. Completely different issue. The two are completely different shitos. Now, within the shita of the Rav Haigon and the Rambam and the Rif, there are two chidushim. Rabbi Simon points out in Imre Baruch, there are two chidushim that really go unstated, but that he's really telling us within this idea that a Tzuras HaPesach in a corner is no good. Chidush number one is that normally we assume, like the shita of Rashi in Erev and Daf Tzadi Dalin, that Keren Zavis doesn't mean all the way at the end of a wall. Keren Zavis means when you take away a little bit from both walls that come at a right angle. If you were to knock out a little bit of this back wall and a little bit of that side wall and try to make a Tzuras HaPesach across the breach, that's what Rashi says is a Keren Zavis. But if that wall remains perfect and you just knock out the end of this wall and make a Tzuras HaPesach, that's not a Keren Zavis according to Rashi. According to the Rif and the Rambam, Rav Haigon, it seems that that is a Tzuras HaPesach. That is a Keren Zavis. That's the problem with Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad. So that's Chiddush number one in terms of the definition of what Keren Zavis is. Chiddush number two is that Tosfos writes in Maseches Erevin that the din of a Pesach b'Keren Zavis is only when you don't make a Tzuras HaPesach. Meaning Keren Zavis is only problematic if you don't fill it with a Tzuras HaPesach. But if you fill a Keren Zavis with a Tzuras HaPesach, it's good. The Rif and the Rambam, Rav Haigon, are clearly saying that even when you fill it with the Tzuras HaPesach, it's no good, because that's what we call the Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad. Now, because they have two completely different translations of what Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad means, it's worth asking, especially since the translation of the Rashba, the way the Rashba understands Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad, is very nogea lemaisa. Because this is, with every telephone pole, you have to know, can you just run a wire across from one to the other in the middle of the pole, or do you have to have it on top? So it's very nogei lemaisa. It would certainly be helpful to know, what did the Rif and the Rambam hold in that case? The Rif and the Rambam say that's not what the Gemara is talking about. But what do they hold in that case? The Gemara never talks about that case. So what would the halacha be in that case where instead of the kan al gabeim being al gabeim, you have it running across the middle? So the Kesef Mishnah writes on that Rambam that even though afal pi sharif rabenu lo pirshu min atzad kepirush Rashi, even though they don't explain min atzad the way Rashi explains it, but mikamakom linyan dina mashma da afli detu im chiber kan elyon l'shnei akadami tzidayim lo mahani. But they would agree la halacha that it's no good. That a Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad, where the kan al gabeim runs in the middle and not on top, they would agree that it's also no good. Why didn't the Gemara ever talk about it? Why didn't they translate the Gemara that way? Because that's pashut. It's not a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach means kanamikanu, kan al gabeim. You don't need to tell me what it's not, meaning anything that's not kanamikanu, kan al gabeim is not a Tzuras HaPesach. That can't be the chiddush of the Gemara of Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad, because that's no chiddush. It's just not part of the definition of Tzuras HaPesach. That's how the Kesef Mishnah understands. Not everyone agrees to that Kesef Mishnah. Rabbi Simon quotes Sefer Chavalim B'Ne'imim, Chelek Gimel Simin Yodalid, who writes that Kama Achronim Tafsu Delo Kebeis Yosef. A lot of Achronim say not like the Kesef Mishnah, and they hold that that according to the Rambam, according to the Rif, there is no psul of Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad when it runs across the middle, and they quote that the Divrei Malkiel also thinks that the Rif, the Rambam, would say that it's kosher. So good to keep in the back of our mind in case we ever need to use it as a sniff lahakel. A lot of things in Erevin, sometimes, even though we know we're going to paskin one way, but if we need some sort of, if we need to be mitzdarif a lot of kulas, so it's always good to know that there is a shita out there that holds the kula. So there is such a shita that holds that the Rif and the Rambam would say it's okay if the Tzuras HaPesach runs, if the mashkof of the Tzuras HaPesach runs in the middle of the poles instead of on top of the poles. The third definition of Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad is Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel explains, Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad means as follows. Pirish below tikra velo mashkof el mezuzos bavad. The way that Rabbeinu Chananel understands it is very simple, but also pretty drastically terrible. I mean, the reason that it doesn't work is, the way he understands it is, there's two doorposts, there's no lintel on top, there's nothing on top, there's no ceiling, there's nothing, it's just two doorposts. That's not a Tzuras HaPesach. So essentially, the way Rabbeinu Chananel is saying it, what's the great chiddush of this Gemara, is that you can't look around the neighborhood and see a bunch of telephone poles and say, okay, we're done, we don't need to make an eruv, because there are telephone poles all over the place. And that's, so you have lintels all over, you have doorposts all over the place. So, l'chora, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, if you have a kana mikan, and the kana lamala is minatzad, it's not all the way on top, l'chora, that would be kosher, according to Rabbeinu Chananel. Why? How do I know that he would say it's kosher? Because if that were possible, then the Gemara should have said that. He thinks the Gemara is teaching me a chiddush that when there's nothing running across, that it's going to be puzzle. If it's true that even when there's something running across, but it's not all the way on top, it's somewhere in the middle, that's puzzle also, well, the Gemara should have said that. So now, if we're keeping score at home, what do we have? We have clearly the Rashba saying that if it runs across the middle, it's puzzle. We have a machlokas whether the Rambam and the Rif hold it's puzzle when it runs across the middle. And we know that the Rach holds that it's kosher. Ibn Chanan holds that it's kosher if it runs across the middle. So you have one and a half shitos that it's kosher, one and a half shitos that it's pasul. How do we paskel na halacha? In Shulchan Aruch Simon Shin Samach Beis Sif Yud Aleph says the Mechaber, V'imchiber hakona ha'elyon l'shnei hakonim ole'ech me'en min atzad lo mahani. It does not work. However, B'shas Hadchak, it is helpful to know that there are some that think the Rav Haigon and the Rambam and the Rif would be Mekel, and we know that the Rabbeinu Chananel would be Mekel, so it's good to know that there's a Tzad Lekula. Why is it good to know that there's a Tzad Lekula? If it's Minatzad, it's Minatzad. We don't pass in that way. So where would you ever use it as a Snif Lahakel? So there is a fascinating Chiddush of the Sho'el Meshiv, very difficult to accept, but a fascinating Chiddush nonetheless. The Sho'el Meshiv, Madura Kama, Simin Chelupay, Simin Peiches, is medayik from the lashon of the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Tzuras HaPesach, how would you say it? You want to say that a Tzuras HaPesach comes out of the side is no good. So Tzuras HaPesach, min hatzad is what you should have said, right? What does the Gemara say? Tzuras HaPesach, she'asa'a min hatzad. What's that extra word doing there? She'asa'a min hatzad. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach, that you made it min hatzad. So what's it doing? It says the Sholem Meshiv, what it's telling you is, that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, it was just there, and you didn't make it for the sake of a neder, it just happened to be there. They ran cable wires, they ran telephone wires, and it just happened to be there already. You didn't have to make it for a neder. And it was min atzad, it doesn't go all the way on top, that's fine. The only problem of Tzuras HaPesach min atzad is when it's asa'a min atzad. When you try to make this as your Erev, and you made it this way on purpose, you're running the fishing wire that we use for the Erev, that you run min atzad, that's the only time it's a problem. Counterintuitive, no? I would think that if I'm making it l'shem Erev, that would be better, not worse. Right? If I make it l'shem Erev, that would be more reason to say that it's kosher. He says, however, v'gam lo avaturas ha-pesach sha'aso min atzad, dil'inyin ha-telegraph, nasek il-chasa, he was dealing with telephone wires, with phone wires. V'shayni turas ha-pesach sha'aso min atzad, da'aso l'shem turas ha-pesach. V'aminin t'lo avdi inshi b'chi agavna. Because when you make it for the sake of an Erev, what are we trying to do when we make a Tzuras HaPesach for the sake of an Erev? We're trying to mimic the way a doorway looks. We're trying to put something up that someone will look at and say, oh, that approximates a doorway. But if you make it in a way that's min atzad, it doesn't approximate a doorway. It has to be kedah avdi inshi. Now, if it happened to have been there anyway, so then it is obviously Kedav Dienshi, because look, they made it. They didn't intend to make it L'Shem Eruv, but they made it that way. So it must be that that's okay. That's the Chiddush of the Sholem Eshev. Again, very difficult to accept such a Chiddush, but maybe, B'Shas HaChag Gadol, if you combine it with the fact that half the Rishonim assume that there's no problem with Tzuras Pesach Min HaTzad anyway, so maybe you could understand a little bit more B'Shas Archa Gadol why someone might want to put up such an Erev to save people from the Yisr of carrying. Would I rely on such an Erev? No, but you can understand why someone might construct such an Erev, at least if there's no other option, to save people who are going to be carrying anyway. Maybe you could understand with that Sholem Eshev, together with the fact that half the Rishonim say that it's not a problem anyhow. Again, later Achronim completely reject the Sholem Eshev. There's a tshuva from the Torah Chesed in Or Chaim Simin Tes. He says, Divrei Mechaber Nal Mrafsin Igri Umilibo Hotzi Milin Belishum Yisod V'Raya Me'agmar V'Aposkim. He gets very upset about this. How could the Sholem Eshev make this up? He doesn't have any rayas from the Gemara, from Poskim, but from one word, Sha'asa Minatza. That's where he's medayik this whole thing, that if you didn't make it, that it's going to be okay. It's counterintuitive. It's against Svara. Not something that we could generally rely on. Now, let's discuss certain elements of this halacha of Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad. Four related issues to Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad. One related issue is the Chiddush of the Taz. The Taz in Simen Shin Samach Beis, Sifkat and Dalet writes, V'nira Poshut, Dahach Min HaTzad L'Pirush Rashi, Eina Yisr Elehim HaChevel Shalamala Kosher Shalo B'Katza HaElyon Shalakana, Ela Boleit Katza Min HaKana L'Mala Min HaChevel. Avul Mukoruch B'Katza HaElyon Mitzido, Ve'ein Boleit Min HaKana L'Mala Min HaChevel Kosher. It says as follows, Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad is when you have two poles and you have the lintel running across in the middle. What if it's running across right at the very top, where it's mamish flush against the top, but it's not over the pole, the side poles. It's up against the side poles, but the side poles don't stick out above it either. So it's not over the side poles, but the side poles don't stick above it either. It's like sort of in between. In fact, if you look at a lot of doorways, the way they cut the side posts and the top posts, you look in the doorway in the bathroom over there in the back of the shul, why we have a bathroom in the shul, that was a shavuos night topic someone spoke about. But legally we had to. But if you look at the way they cut the, oh, you look at these, right? The way they cut the doorways is they put it on an angle. This piece goes on an angle and stops over there. They don't put it mamish al gabav. This would have a din of al gabav because it is on top of this piece is on top of this piece, but they split the difference. Now, if this piece would go straight up like that, and the top piece would stop there, so that would still look like a doorway. It would look perfectly normal, perfectly fine, because it's flush over here on the top. It doesn't the side posts don't stick up above it. It would look like a normal doorway. It would still look perfectly normal. So the Taz says, yes, that's good enough. So when you're running the fishing wire across, you don't have to run it literally on top of the side poles. You could run it in such a way where it's even with the top of the side poles. That's what the Taz says. So Tosefta Shabbos says, doesn't sound that way from all the other poskim. Everyone always says, kana mikan, kana mikan, kana al gabeim. Al gabeim means on top. It doesn't mean across from, looks like on top. Simon quotes from his posek, Rabbi Abadi, in the Tshuvas Or Yitzchak. Rabbi Abadi thinks that the Taz not only would say it's okay if it's flush against the top, that Rabbi Abadi thinks that the Taz would even say it's okay if the side post doesn't extend more than three tefachim up over the lintel. Why? Because there's a din of lavud. Anything less than three tefachim is as if it's closed up. So even though it actually sticks up, let's say this much higher than hand worth higher than the wire that runs across the top, even then he thinks the Taz would be makel. I think that's a pretty big chiddush. I think the Taz's whole idea was how it looks, that you look at it and you say, yeah, it still looks like a doorway. When it's sticking up, halachically it may be lovely, but this din isn't dependent on lava. This is a din that's dependent on, does it look like a doorway? So that's a very great chiddush to add that into the Taz. So what are we paskin? Mishum Brurin Shin Samach Bey Sivkat and Samach Dalet writes, Vida, that you should realize the Mashem Mekela Taz Afilu Aso Menatzad Aso Begova Akana Beshavim Akana Mamish Shein Akana Omid Bolit Milamalim and Achevel Kol HaAchronim Cholkin Alav. Everyone disagrees with this Taz. Vesvira Lul Debi Nunchiya Achevel Al Gabe Akana Mamish. Everybody holds that it needs to be mamish on top of the kadim. So that is issue number one. We have this kula of the taz that it could be flush against the top, but all of the achronim disagree. Issue number two is a very common issue, and that is called tachuv. Tachuv means that what if instead of the Tzuras HaPesach just running along the side, coming out of the side of the, instead of the top wire coming out of the side of the side posts, what if it runs through the side post? Right? It runs through like that. So you have the side post, but so if it runs right through the side post, maybe you could say that's called Al Gabav, because it's on top of the area underneath it. As long as underneath it you have 10 tefachim, it is Al Gabav. Right? So that's the issue called tachuv. Why is this so nogel lemaisa? Because a lot of times when it comes to building city erevin, the municipality doesn't give you that much leeway in terms of things that you can construct, and you have to use a lot of the infrastructure that's there already. So you're always looking at telephone poles, you're looking at cable wires, and especially with cable TV, even though I don't know if they still run cables for this anymore, now everything is different, but the way they would run cable TV wires is they would take a bolt and they would stick it through the telephone pole, so the wires would actually run right through the telephone pole. It wouldn't run above the telephone pole, nor would it be completely from the side. It would run right through it. So can you rely on that for an Erev? So the Prima Gadim in Sim Shin Samach Gimel in the Mishpatzos Zav Sivkad Yates isn't sure about this. But he brings a raya from the Gos Hashri that it should be possible, that we should say it's no good. But that's called Menatzad. If there's still more pole above where the wire is running across, then that's called Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. That's no good. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, says, Davar Pashutu. He thinks it's obvious. Shem HaKonash Al Gabein Munach BaKonash Mikan Mikan. Afal Pisha Od Harbe Bolten HaKonash Shem Mikan Mikan LeMalame HaKonash Al Gabein. Even if it sticks out way above where the Kanal Gabayan is running, Kigon Shechakak B'Tocha Kanim V'Nasna Kanal Elyon B'Tocha Chakak Mikan Mikan, like you drill a hole into the telephone poles and you run the wire into that hole, Ma'ach B'Lona Masha Boltam Odomala. Why do we care that it sticks out higher above that? V'Yesh Tom Lomar D'Gam Zem Mikri Menatzad. The Aruch HaShulchan says, I saw some people think this is called Menatzad. Who's the some people? The Prima Gadin thinks that it's called Menatzad. Al Pi Lashon Rashi Shekasim Menatzad Shematach Hazmar Bem Tziisa Mizel Zev Velo Meirosho. So he says that's not the Tosu. That's a total mistake. Rashi means something else. He can't bring any rayas from Rashi. He says clearly this is 100% okay. There's no problem with this. Now who else thinks there's no problem with this? We have the Prima Gadim says it's possible. So the Aruch HaShulchan says it's kosher. Chazon Ish is also makel on this issue. Rav Shlomo Kluger and Halef L'Chashlomo is also makel on this issue. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and the Shalos Tshuvos Har Tzvi is also makel on this issue. There's a raya from the Nesivos. We're not going to go through the whole raya now, but the Nesivos sounds like he's makel on this issue. So it seems that a lot of poskim are makel on this issue of tachlov. What is Mishnah Berurah paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Samach Beis of Katan Samach Dalet writes, if you have this exact case, he describes this case, so first he quotes Prima Gadim that he's not sure and he says to be Machmir, but he says, I'm willing to be makel to this extent. That let's say this is the top of the pole right here. So you don't have it running through the middle of the pole. What you do is you carve out a little area on top, part of the top. So yeah, you carve out a little notch on the top and you run the wire in that notch so that it will be sturdier. Says that's okay. That I'll allow, which is a little more like the Taz than it is like the like this issue anyway. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that generally speaking, we should be machmir for this Prima Gadim. Now this is a huge issue to be machmir for this Prima Gadim. This is when my brother was my brother lives in Palo Alto, California. So he had forwarded me an email exchange he had with Rabbi Chaim Jachter, who gave the Hashkacha, and I think Rabbi Willig actually was Rabbi Maksha, but Rabbi Jack was one that actually built the Eruv in San Francisco. Now, building an Erev in San Francisco is no easy feat because San Francisco, if you've ever been there, it's very unusual looking, very hilly. It's a very, very different kind of town. So one of the kulas that they had to rely on was tachluv, right? Was this issue of tachluv. So Mishnah Berurah says not to. Prim Gadim says no good. We have so many gedolei aposkim that say that you're allowed to rely on it. In fact, the Chazanish says, I'll bring you a raya that it's okay, Chazanish says. Would anyone say, let's say you have a regular Erev, you have a regular Kanamikana, Kanal Gabeim, straight on top of it, and then you decide that you want to put a few more sticks on the side, a few new poles up above where the old poles are. Is that going to now passel your Erev? Chazanish says, Vade now. Why should a new pole on top of the old poles passel your Erev? So he says, why is this any different? It's viewed as two separate poles. There's the part of the pole that's under the string that runs across, and there's the part of the pole that's over the string that runs across. He says they're two completely separate things. Now one could argue, who says that it doesn't passel it when you add two poles? Maybe it does passel it. Maybe Chazanish builds a straw man. I mean, he says it's got to be that everyone is going to agree is kosher. Maybe that destroys the whole Tzuras HaPesach according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Prima Gadim. So meaning in a chinami, maybe that is the same as this, but it's equally bad. But the Chazanish thinks we could be makel, and when you get a kula from the Chazanish and you get a kula from our Rav Pesach Frank and Laura Chashulchan agrees, so there's much, much room to be makel. Rav David Feinstein, Rav Jachter, says that Rav David Feinstein told him not to rely on Tachlif for community Erevin, but Rav Shlomo Zalman says definitely you can rely on Tachlif for community Erevin. In general, I think we've mentioned in the past, even though we always say Halachik Divrei Mekel Be'erevin, we always have, in the whole Maseches Erevin just emphasizes, all the Rishonim constantly emphasize, the Gemara itself emphasizes how Mekel we are in Erev. That when it comes to Hilchos Erevin, we're always making in Erevin. But nevertheless, when it comes to building community Erevin, since it's not just my personal Erev, it's for everybody, it's for thousands of people, we try to be extra machmir to make sure that the Erev fits everybody's shita. Meaning if it was my personal Erev, I could always say, Allah Kedivrei Mekel Be'erevin, I'm very entitled to say that. But since it has to meet everybody's standards, so we try to make it meet as many standards as possible. But Rav Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo says, Vada, you could be Samech and Tachlov. Tachlov is not going to be a problem. But that's issue number two within. And plus, keep in mind, what's the problem of Tachlov? If it is a problem, what is it? It's Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. But remember, half the Rishonim thought Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad wasn't a problem anyway. So you could always use that as an extra sniff also. You have Rabbeinu Chananel, and potentially maybe the Rambam and the Rif, that holds through the whole issue of Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad doesn't exist. So you could always throw that in as an extra kula as well. Now, a third issue that comes up is, how do they do it? How do they run? You ever see how they make Tzuras HaPesach? How do they have the wire running across? What do they attach the wire to? A nail, right? So they put a nail into the top of the pole, and they tie the string around the nail. Well, isn't the nail just an extension of the pole? And therefore, the string that's tied close to the top, but not over the top of the nail. I mean, the way Chazal envisioned the Tzuras HaPesach was something actually running over it. But over here, you've just extended the pole by putting a nail on top of it. So this issue was discussed by the Poskim. The Prima Gadim in Mishp Sozav, Sifan Dalib, quotes from Tosefta Shabbos that he quotes the Tosefta Shabbos that disagrees with the Taz, that if the Taz holds that, remember that Taz, that if it's flush against it, that it's perfectly okay. And the Prima Gadim says, if you put a nail in the top of the pole, Minat Sadim, and you tie the string on that nail, Shapir Dami Afil Fi Shitas of Tosefta Shabbos. He says, it's okay. But he doesn't explain why it's okay. Why is that okay? Isn't the nail an extension of the... So the Kav HaChaim explains, in Shin Samach Beis, Sivkot and Kuv Zayin, the Kav HaChaim explains that since it's clearly nicker that the nail is separate from the rest of the pole, meaning you just take one look at it, you don't... If you were to ask somebody, what is that? They would say, it's a pole with a nail in it. They would not say, it's a pole that extends a little higher than... It's a pole with a nail in it. I mean, so that you wouldn't view the nail as part of the pole. The nail is clearly there just to extend the pole. If you want to be machmir in this issue, and this, I think, they are machmir, like the following. The Tshuvas Beis Shlomo says, so I'll tell you what you could do. Tie the nail right before... the head of it, tie the string around the nail right before the head of the nail. The head of the nail, definitely, you could say, is that's a separate unit. Even if you think the rest of the nail that protrudes up is a continuation, so tie it right before the head of the nail, and that would be good enough. That would that way you'd be yotzei l'chol ha'dayos, or at least for sure according to the Taz. So that's generally what we do. We use nails, and we're sameich to be mekel on that situation. We don't call that tzuras ha'pesach min hatzad. Now, another issue of Tzuras HaPesach Min HaTzad that comes up outside of Hilchos Erevin is there is a discussion in Poskim. If Tzuras HaPesach was defined as Kanamikan, Kanamikan, Kan Al Gabehem, the Ramah writes in Evin Ezer is the Ishus related issues. The Ramah writes, Haminag Pashud Achshav, Likros Chupa, Makom Shemachnisin Yerias Prus Al Gabe Klunsos. Now is wedding season, a lot of people are getting married now. So they would make a Chupa. Where they that what we call a chuppah, and when the Gemara refers to a chuppah, it's not referring to this. What we call a chuppah is a canopy that they have standing on poles. Umachnisin tachteh chasen v'akala beradim. It's unbelievable that Rama has to describe this stuff. They bring the chasen and kala into this thing, this canopy that has poles on the side of it, and umekadsha sham, and he does the kiddushin there. Umevarchin sham birchas erusin v'nisuin, and you make all the brachos, the erusin and the nisuin. V'acharkach malich masam lebeisam. Then you bring them back home. V'ochlin biyachad b'makom tsnua, and they eat privately in a private place, yichud room, roughly. But he describes it a little differently. V'zeh chupa noheges achshav. That's what we call chupa. Now, what does that have to do with Tzuras HaPesach? So the Ezer Mikodesh, Rav David Mibachach was the Eshel Avram Mibachach, the Ezer Mikodesh, he wrote a phenomenal Sfarim, writes that Al Yedei Ha'amudim HaKlunsos Shem Tzuras HaPesach Me'ar Baruchos Ha'olam, that becomes like the bias of the Chasam. Meaning the chuppah is really supposed to be he's machnes her into his bias. But this isn't his bias. They're at a wedding hall. Well, this isn't his, so how's he being machnes? So you have to create some sort of structure that looks like a bias, says Rav Ram Dov Mibachach. But you're not going to build walls around them. That would be terrible for pictures. So what do they do instead? They make a Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides in place of walls. So it's got to be a Tzuras HaPesach. So what if we have one of these newfangled, fancy chuppahs that isn't actually a kosher tzuras? It's not a konami kan, v'konami kan, v'kon al gabehem. Or what if, can you have a kosher tzuras HaPesach if you have someone standing holding a pole? The pole itself doesn't stand. Is that a tzuras HaPesach for a chaserivin? Pashas says it's not. Right? It would have to be able to stand. So what happens if, or you have people just holding the talis over the chasen and kala like that? So would that be a tzuras HaPesach? If you required a tzuras HaPesach for a chuppah, then l'chora, that would be no good. So according to the Eshel Avraham Mibachach, it needs to fit this criteria. Kanamikan, kanamikan, v'kan al gabeyan. So Mari Rabbi Rav Shechter in Be'ikve Atzon in Siman Lamed Tes on page Reish Samach Vav says Shal pi pshuto kol ze einenu nachon. He says it's totally incorrect. What does Tzuras HaPesach have to do with the chuppah? He says no. The el dekaim l'de inyan hayuria haparsa al gabey klunsos. What's the chuppah about? That's not the bias of the chasan, where it needs to have a din of a bias and a tzuras HaPesach. No. Why do we have a cloth over the chasan and kala? It's not midin tzuras HaPesach, it's pitoras uferasta knafecha ala masecha. That's the description that Rus, in the Gilas Rus. The Rashash in Kiddushin, on the Gemara over there, says, kivin shepirish taliso aleha, that when he spreads his talis over her, that's his symbolically bringing her into his rishus. It's an issue of spreading his talis over, taking his garment and putting it over her as a way of bringing her in. Not being in a house. That's not what it's about. It's not about his house. Adarab, it should be tachas kippas ha-shamayim, the Ramah says. Simon bracha, that you should be underneath the stars. Right? But it's about bringing her in under his cloak. That's what it is. It's not about bringing her in his house. So that, and according to the Taz Dog Mervava, that's Nisuin. That's the definition of Nisuin. He brings her in under his cloak. So that's what it's really about. That's what the chuppah is really about. In fact, I think it's the Landers Mashkiach, Rabbi, right? So I think he's from a big Yakisha family, right? That's so they have old. He wrote a sefer, or maybe. Also, in his family, they have svarim that were written of all the old German minhagim, They point out that before the Ramah, no one ever heard of any such thing of yiri al gabe klunsaos, of having an actual chuppah. What do they do before the Ramah? So if you've ever been to a Sephardi wedding, to a Yekusha wedding, so what they'll take the talis and they'll wrap it around them. The chassan takes it. I was just at a wedding this week. Chassan was actually Ashkenazi, but the kala was Sephardi, and they did all the Sephardish and Hagim. They called up Masari Kedushin, Herschel Shachter, and then they called up Azir and the Eidei Kedushin, and they called up at the same time a principal from Yeshiva Flatbush to make the brachas on besamim, or they just said for besamim. So I'm like, I'm glad they didn't call me up for that. I wouldn't know what to do, when to do. We don't have that as part of our ceremony. And in between the Baruch Priyah Gafin and the Birchas Harrison, he made a bracha on the besamim. So they had all the Sfarishim and Hagim for whatever reason, and they had it. The chassan made a shechianu on the talis, and he put on the talis, and then he wrapped it. They wrapped it around the kala. They wrapped it around the two of them, and that was the not chuppah, we don't call it chuppah, but that was the what we would call the nisuin. That was ufrasta. That was the spreading his cloak over her. So it's not about making a tzuras ha-pesach. It's just that our minute changed. Instead of wrapping a talis around them, we put the talis over them. And it's lav dafka talis. It could be any garment. Once they're not wearing it, it could be four corners, and it doesn't have to have tzitzis at the end of it, because they're not wearing it. If he's wearing it, it's got to have tzitzis on it, so it was a talis. But if they're not wearing it, so the four-cornered garment could be hanging over them. That's how chuppah developed. But it has nothing to do, really, with Tzuras HaPesach. Okay. Next discussion is the Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Aleph tells us that Pischei Shimai, the Gemara says, a crazy doorway, loosely translated. So what is a crazy doorway? So Pligi Bar Rav Ruchumi V'Rav Yosef, Chadomer Deles Luhu Shikvi, V'Chadomer Deles Luhu Tikra. So one says it doesn't have shikvi, and one says it doesn't have tikra. So tikra means there's no roof, right? There's no ceiling. What's the first one? What does that mean? Dasu shikvi. So Rashi on the spot says, mezuzos shenechlitzu avneim mikana mikan, evin yotzeis veven nechneses, vein zutzuras ha-pesach. It doesn't have straight side posts. It goes in and out and in and out. It's like a puzzle piece, the side posts. They just don't go straight. That's how Rashi understands. The Ritva says, Lesu shekvi pirish she'ein shom tikun mezuzos min atzad. That it doesn't have mezuzos min atzad, udeloka pirish Rashi zal. What does that mean? It means, the way the Ritva understands it, and this is very interesting, Lemaisa comes up in a lot of Hilchas mezuzah shaylas, is, you see, over here we have very nice doorposts. They actually added doorposts onto the door. What if they didn't have this white thing right here? And it just ended, the wall just ended. But there's no special doorpost, they just cut out a piece of the wall, and that's how you have your doorpost. If you look around your house, you probably have a couple of these, where the wall just ends, and there's no actual doorpost there. The Ritva says, that's Pischei Shimai. That's a crazy doorpost, that doesn't count as a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach, you need to actually have something there as a doorpost. How does the Rambam hold? So in Shuvas Mishkanos Yaakov, he understands a Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah. Now Pischei Shimai, in the context that it comes up in the Gemara, is a Hilchos Mezuzah Shaila. It's not a Hilchos Erevin Shaila. It's a Hilchos Mezuzah Shaila. Do you need a mezuzah? According to the Ritva, you don't need a mezuzah if it has wall endings and there are no separate doorposts. So how does the Rambam hold? Would we pass in this la'alacha? So according to the Mishkanos Yaakov, the Rambam holds like the Ritva, that you wouldn't need a mezuzah if there's no separate designated doorpost. Rav Chaim Kanievsky strongly disagrees with that understanding of the Rambam. Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, Pshita demyasa pesach gemura b'sof hakosel she nikar shu pesach einaf gemina imhu me'ei tzol me'eve. And he says, I don't care what the doorway is made out of. You look at it. It looks like a doorway. Why does it matter that it's just a continuation of the stone wall or the wood wall that was, and didn't have extra tzuras ha-pesach made? Kol shenikar shi pesach gemura. You see that it's a pesach gemura. They asked him, what about the Mishkanos Yaakov? He says, Eini meivin mashehevi b'mishkanos Yaakov midivar Rambam. He says, I don't understand what the Mishkanos Yaakov is talking about. Shekazav gabi mezuzah tzark shi ubo beiz mezuzah mashkov demfarish kapirish harit for dvay mezuzah shaleis. Diminaleha. Where did he get that from the Rambam? Dilma Kapirish Rashi, the Gamazuzumashka Shalevin Sagi. Maybe the Rambam was like Rashi, that it could just be whatever material the house is made out of, and that's the walls come to an end. And that's the Tzuras HaPesach. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is not at all convinced that this is what the Rambam holds. Now, our minig is, so what do we do? If you have any of these in your house, you have a mezuzah on them, or you don't have a mezuzah on them when you have So I mean, it looks like a doorway just with the walls ending. So our probably most of our homes, we have mezuzahs on them. Yeah, we put up mezuzahs over there. So why? So either it's because we hold like Rashi, or we hold like Rav Chaim Kanievsky's understanding of the Rambam. We think the Mishkan's Yaakov's understanding of the Rambam is incorrect, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky's understanding of the Rambam is correct. I remember I was once learning Hilchus mezuzah with Rav Schachter, and he told us that I think when Rabbi Gnack was sitting Shiva, Rav Salvechik came to Menachem Avel. If I'm remembering correctly, Rabbi Gnack was pretty young, I think, and he was sitting Shiva. Rav Salvechik was Menachem Avel, and there was this kind of doorway in the room that he was sitting in, and they had a mezuzah there. And Rav Salvechik came and said, "What do you have a mezuzah here for?" He was like, "You don't need a mezuzah. You don't need a mezuzah on such a doorway. There's no doorposts over here." So Rabbi Gnack, as soon as Rav Salvechik left, took down the mezuzah. And Rav Salvechik said, so we're not going to have a mezuzah. He took it down. And it's Yadua from Talmidim of Rav Salvechik that Rav Salvechik held that such doorways don't require a mezuzah. Why? Because he holds like the Mishnah Yaakov's understanding of the Rambam, that it, like the Ritva, that it doesn't require a mezuzah. Again, our minig is we put a mezuzah. For the most part, you know, almost everybody else has a minig that we do put a mezuzah, but it's certainly worthwhile to note that you probably shouldn't make a bracha on that mezuzah. Meaning, normally when we put up mezuzahs, we try to think of the entire house at one time, and we make a bracha on a doorway that's definite. You know, it should have a door hanging from it, not just be an open doorway, because Shitas Rambam is Yom Chayv Mezuzah. There's an actual door there, and you know, it should have doorposts and very clear mashkof on top. We all make a bracha on that one, and then you put up in the whole house al smach that bracha. But let's say for whatever reason you new construction, you already have all the other mezuzahs in your house, but you just built a new room and you have this kind of doorway, so probably you shouldn't make a bracha in such a doorway. But what about in Hilchas Erevin? Can this count as a Tzuras HaPesach for Hilchas Erevin? So according to many Achronim, this Pischei Shimai, these crazy doorways, is a problem in Hilchas Erevin as well. But the Nesivus disagrees. The Nesivus says this is a din mezuzah. It has nothing to do with Hilchas Erevin. He says that they're completely different halachas. Tzuras HaPesach is not a real Pesach. Meaning, I know that the halachas of Erevin and mezuzah are not the same. How do I know? Because our Erevin don't have mezuzahs. If the halachas were the same, then our Erevin would have mezuzahs. Chazanish says, no, really our Erevin do need mezuzahs, but we're not kovei a mezuzah because it's not nishmeres, it's not going to be protected, it will get destroyed, that's the only reason we don't put up an unbelievable Chazanish. Otherwise said, we would have had to. But generally speaking, most assume that the two are unrelated to each other. Now, the next step is to really discuss various types of very unusual kinds of, not unusual, various types of anomalies that you'll find in Tzuras HaPesach. For instance, what will often happen is if you're relying on wires, the wires will sag after a while. So that's not normal in a doorway to have the top sagging, so is that okay if it sags? What if it blows in the wind one way or the other? What if there's something in the way? If it were to go straight, so you wrap the wire around something that's in the way, so the wire goes like this and then sort of scoots around something. So is that called a Tzuras HaPesach? What if you have a doorway that you can't walk through? It's over water. You have a Tzuras HaPesach built over water, so you can't walk through the Tzuras HaPesach. Is that called Tzuras HaPesach? What if you have a Tzuras HaPesach and there's a brick wall right behind it, or there's something blocking that you can't walk through such a Tzuras HaPesach? So this is a much, much bigger discussion. I'll just point out that there is a fascinating discussion in Hilchos Mezuzah. I was just asked this week, someone just finished construction on his house, and they have a bima comes in handy for this. They have a doorpost over here, a doorpost on top, and the doorpost goes all the way out to here, comes down over here, right? And then this thing sticks out. It's a cabinet. It happens to be a kitchen cabinet. Sticks out. Way more than 10 tefachim high. Where do you put the mezuzah? Do you put it on this post over here? Or do you put it down here? On the thing that sticks out. So this is a major machlokas haposkin, and it relates to Pischei Shimai, to this crazy shaped Tzuras HaPesach, and what the halacha would be in that kind of case. All right, Bez Hashem, we'll have a chance to discuss next week.